To Gemara is Tefish Tesvot. Kol Adam Veiteach B'Mashul. That's what the Mesil is showing. Obviously, the Chodesh Halava says, don't think you can get away from Bitochen, because Bitochen means to rely on something. If you don't rely on anything, you go to the insane asylum, because you are terrified from every little thing. In my days, when I was a kid, the richest guy in America was called Howard Hughes. You heard of him?
Yeah.
And he's a billionaire. Today, billionaire is nothing. Everybody's a billionaire. But in his later years, he got this mishigas. He was afraid of, like today, he was afraid of the bacteria, viruses. And he never left his house. He had some special car where they had special filter to filter out the air. He basically ended his life as a hermit, and he wasn't even to be nana from his money. Because he didn't rely on the basic things people rely on. If you don't rely on things outside of you, then you wouldn't eat food either, because maybe it's poison to walk outside, maybe someone's waiting out there to shoot you. So we rely on certain things. Yeah. So kol adam v'teach b'mashul, im ze memshala, miflaga, some kind of interesting things, governments or political parties. Some people rely on those too. We don't have anymore. Anaf b'mada, a certain branch of science which also has been weakened very much in the last few years. And medicine, nobody knows who to trust, what to trust. I was speaking to a doctor the other day about this new strain that's Ami something, no?
Ami,
my nation.
Yeah, something for us.
Yeah, the crown of my nation. So, you said, I'll tell you the truth. Nobody knows anything. The more you read, the more you see how much confusion there is. And then I met somebody I spoke to 2 years ago, and he said, you gave me very good advice 2 years ago. I said, what was my advice? He said, don't read any articles on the topic of corona. Don't listen to any of the news reports on the topic of corona, because you're just going to make yourself crazy. And he said, come on, you listen to, you have to, whoever you're listening to, you have your rover, whoever it is, your doctor that you're listening to, to give you advice. I'm saying you can stop listening to every piece of information out there, and that makes you crazy, because you hear all kinds of things. And unfortunately, a lot of people are living in unnecessary anxiety, because basically they're coming from this point that they don't realize what they were relying on till now was a certain supposed knowledge of science, and now they become experts in science. And they see that what they were relying on doesn't exist, and gets them very nervous. Ideologia, or ideology, or a manig, a powerful leader, people rely on. U'mushukhna, yilus oisya adobah v'hekev shiloh. The person relies on something, is convinced that this is reliable. And merely expects from it a pitaron, a solution to all his problems. Why does he pick after that? He sees that many people do not rely on what he's relying on. Okay, in some kind of cheshbonis, he says, maybe in his nature, he clicks with that leader or that scientist or whoever it is, or that economist, or he just believes the person who's very, very self-confident and he's convincing. The maise, what's happening is, when you rely on something, it's not just an intellectual thing, it's also a kesher nafshi. He becomes connected to the thing he relies on. So, anyway, what Zalola says is like this. He says you have two options. You rely on one thing, or you rely on unlimited amount of things. There's no way of getting away from relying. And that's the mistake of the people that don't put effort in Bitochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the feeling that, oh, if I have to put a Kodesh Baruch Hu number one on the list, and then I have to subjugate myself to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how can I do that? He doesn't realize that if you're not going to subjugate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you have to subjugate yourself to another 100 things. Every little thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tomer V'Nelam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. We don't see him. Now talking about a kesher nafshi. So he's saying a certain chiddush over here. That to rely on something is not just an intellectual thing. It is it a mind frame that stems from my inner feelings. I feel connected to that thing. When there's a powerful leader, everybody doesn't just trust him. They really feel that this is the one who's going to bring them everything they need in life. So saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is based on a very big chiddush. As we know, many philosophers came to the conclusion that this world, the universe is so great and we're just a speck, a nothing in the universe. So it's impossible for us to have any mashmois in respect to the entire universe, but surely not in respect to the creator of this thing whose midas is something beyond our comprehension or capacity. It was so insignificant. The Torah, it was mechadish to us. Moshe HaMelekech HaShoel Mimcho. What does Hashem ask from us? The Yira, the Ava, the Tovik. Adelaba, this is the thing Hashem wants. It's a tremendous chiddush that Hashem did for us. That with a tremendous difference in His greatness and what we are, and the tremendous amount of power and knowledge and wisdom that He has, and respectively little that we have, even so, He is interested in that relationship. This is a mitzvah. Okay, so we know the Torah tells us that it's a very good thing to have Yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem, Tveikis, Bitochen. Yeah, that's something good to work on. Purify. There's some b'chinah of shoyim of like renewing things that we had from before. Especially the parshis from Shmois onward are basically the birth of Klal Yisrael. So it's a time of renewal. It's also a time, it's not a year, it's a time that the physical world is also renewing itself. It's absorbing all the water that eventually will sprout forth the plants and the trees of the fruit of the next year. So we're on that stage of renewal. So it's also time to renew these feelings and focus on them more. That we want to have that type of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yira, or the greatness of Hashem, Ava, feeling the closest of Hashem. So it's not enough that we know these concepts, that we know there's a mitzvah of Yira and Ava. We have to bring these things into our leiv, in our deeper feelings. Then bitochen comes out. So basically, that was his chiddush. Bitochen is not just recognition, intellectual recognition of that this thing is reliable, but it's something that from our inner feelings we built up that kesher nafshi to the thing we're b'teichan, to the fact that affects our emotions also, not just an intellectual thing. At kama shemachet ha-dover eim elos l'kvua avon shetzorach l'vtoich v'ashem v'divon ha-bitoch m'atayin eim behem m'u'ma m'bitochen atzmoi. It may be painful to hear, but you could say bitochen, bitochen your whole life and I have no shackles bitochen. Bitochen is something you have to work on to transform it to be the way you approach life. Your natural inclination, which is guided by inner feelings that you built up within yourselves. There's all kind of books written about this. How much is Shtatlis, how much is Bitochen, this she told this way, those she told this way, and they come out with Machlokes Rishonim and whatever else. There's nothing to do with Bitochen. I don't know how much has to do with Torah even, but let's say you had a good chat, but it's definitely not Bitochen. Bitochen is not just Svar. Bitochen amitze in a shoy v'sheves, in a stekes, a shoy v'vad v'rochim imenu. Bitochen is somebody that has that peace of mind that I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one to rely on. Where does this come from? So that's what we spoke about a lot in the past. It comes from paying more attention to things that have happened to me and are happening with me, to me in the course of my life, or the course of the history of Klal Yisrael. We'll go through the course of the history of Klal Yisrael, that there's a nation that was picked by Kodesh Baruch Hu thousands of years ago, and it was said, "Bnei Bechor Yisrael," that we're reading this week's parasha, "My Bechor," and they're born in Eretz Yisrael. They had a special hug over there, with tremendous success. And when we didn't go to Kodesh Baruch Hu, we went into Golas. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "I've become Zayis V'Yayis and Be'er Zayvechem." Even though you're going to be thrown into Golas, Lo Yizabtim, I will never forsake you. And that we see also throughout history, that we have gone through Golas, and we have gone through a lot of sorrows in the Golas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu always kept us going in supernatural fashions. I had over the Shabbos my cousin, my famous cousin. I talk about her every once in a while. What's famous about her? My father had, we didn't figure out exactly how we related, even tell the truth. But my father, I remember, there were 10 brothers and sisters that moved to America about 1910, maybe a little bit later. And one of them, I owe him a course of toif because he was a doctor that was, I don't know how you call it, the birthing doctor of my mother when I was born. So he was a nice person. So the nice, of these 10 people that came to America, unfortunately, very little remained. You think over 100 years, they have thousands and thousands of descendants. They have two from descendants. One was his cousin that was here for Shabbos, and the second one. Out of 10 families, some of them did get married, some didn't have children, some did get married, but they went through. So that's basically Apidecha Teva. That's what should have happened to Klal Yisrael. There should be none of us left. We should have all just assimilated, which happened prior to World War II. Those people, there's very little left of those people. The pre-World War II people. Then after the Holocaust, which Apidecha Teva was supposed to be the market of Padish and finish everything off, and in the 50s, all the sociologists were sure that Rum Judaism was finished. It worked for our benefit, like Ben-Gurion didn't want to make a whole fight about it, let them wither out and let them have a p'tur from the army and finish. But that's, we have that casual HaKadosh Baruch Hu that remains, that we always somehow bounce back. And you see families, that was the exact opposite. We're talking about 1910, 10 brothers and sisters. I know in my own family, the families of the 10 brothers and sisters, they were all killed except for one. And his wife was also one of 10, all killed. So because out of 20, remained two. And now those two have a few hundred descendants over the next years. Because they went to family stimulating. They went to B'derach Hashem and Baruch Hashem, we see, Kanai Nahor. We're growing with the problems, with everything else. We grow. So there's so much to really make our Yitochen Hashem real. Hashem has his track record that the people that go with him have Siyata Shemayim. And we see in our own lives, everybody could write a whole book of Siyata Shemayim, the stories that he went through in his own life. And if he pays attention a little bit more, just the fact that his body is working is a tremendous, amazing feat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the world. So, by being mizboinen more of the past track record, Kabbal Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that could be boiled in the nefesh, that feeling that I'm living with this thing, that I can be b'techa. Okay, but that's what he's saying. It's not enough just to read the Torah and says, this is the b'techa, and say, okay, I'm going to be b'al b'techa. It's something that we have to work on and awaken our heart to be aware of all the different things that we see Hashem, the Yad Hashem, and the Mela. When we approach things, we write, we approach it with B'tochen B'gat. I saw a nice line from Svi Amaya Zilberberg. He's very heavily into struggling right now. But he said, we talk a lot about Enoi Milvadri. We all believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that's relevant in the world. So that's also a very nice pitgam. In modern Hebrew, pitgam means a slogan or something. The question is, do you really feel it? Do you live it? And Maisa, and Baruch Hashem, Siyad Hashemaya, Hoidul Hashem Kitoy, a tzaddik, not from our neighborhood, spoke to me. He found out that he had some growth in his face and had to go through surgery. And he was terrified from it. He's about to talk about it. He's the whole day saying, Enim Vadi, Enim Vadi. He said, I'm an Enim Vadi, a little weak now, I need a little more. Yeah. It was a funny thing. So he called me up the night before he went to the surgery. And he said, maybe you have something else that I could think about. He said, Enim Vadi is great. Yeah. I said, maybe try one thing to add to it. Look at yourself. You're going into the operating table. You're going to Akedas Yitzchok. Akedas Yitzchok has a, if you think about what happened, it's not just saying Eilam Levad, it's saying, I'm putting my whole self in your hands of Shkodesh Baruch Hu. You're just saying, Hashem knows what he's doing, but I'm terrified. But if I say, I so much rely on you, then, Bakasha, take my body, put it on the table, let them cut me up, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. So, okay, so he liked the idea, and the Chanami told his father, Shkodesh Baruch Hu. Anyway, I didn't hear from him for a while. And later in the afternoon, I heard the weirdest thing. He went into the operating room, and the doctor suddenly, for some reason, he re-looked over all the information, and he came to some conclusion that in the place they wanted to do the surgery, where this growth was, there was a nerve over there. And if they would have made the surgery, they would have wounded him for life. And in the last minute, they decided not to do the surgery. Not just in case he went back down. He told me the next day, he spoke to the doctor. The doctor said, I don't know what happened. This never happened before. That the guy was already in the surgery. But this guy was a family talk. No, Fish Boko watched over him. That's it. So, and both of them, then they made the biopsy and came back a week later that it was benign also, both of them. So now the just complication is how not to do the surgery because, this potion is known, it's not even life threatening, the thing itself. It's just, so that's very complicated. But just saying, the Maisa, so it was Fima Zilmuluk. He said, we'll summarize two things that preoccupy most of the average person's time. And if you pay attention to it, they're all contradiction to Eino Luvada. He says, one is a person's very preoccupied with that something I did, I really could have done it better, I should have done it this way, I should have done it that way. He's saying, if you feel like you're totally in the hands of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so what you did in the past is irrelevant. You have to deal with where you are now and do it as best as possible. But that the Yitzhak always has these feelings that I should have done that, I should have done that. What do you mean I should have done that? I'm not the man of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing it. And that's not me. There's the din of Ishtadlis, and you have to do things right, but whatever happened already happened in the time. And the second thing people are maybe even more preoccupied is not why I did this or why I did that, it's why did he do this or why did she do that? That's even worse. And that's a sure. It's not my hands, Bichlal. Who cares? It doesn't matter because it's both who wanted me to come into contact with that type of behavior. If I have a way of telling them to do better, worse, like a child, if I don't have a way to tell them to do better, worse, so leave it alone. But if you think of it, if we really live these things, life becomes much more simple, much more pleasant. All the things that are racking people's brains and their minds and feelings and getting them upset the whole time. Anyway, so those are two very good lines. All the why questions are just why did it so I did that? Kind of like you're analyzing why you did it, not to do it in the future again, that's good. But most of the thoughts is not that. The thoughts are more thoughts of how could I have done that? How could I have done this? It's things that have no toilets, just getting yourself upset. I could have done things better. Yeah. So now he's going to say, we call her Yana Maisim, she's Karna, we talk about Kodim, Yakim, Shalem,
weiß man auch, wie ich kann sich jetzt machen, was ich mit Tochen. Wir hatten Nacken, was ich jetzt nicht als mit Tochen. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about that. My heart has been spread forth mit Tochen. Da war Omer Gilro noch Hazar und Medrash. Omer Rav Siva v'Shem Rav Yishur ben Levi. Kol Mishu b'Teh v'Kadosh Baruch Hu Zoyche L'Yoyz Ki Yoyz Yivoy. Person has mit Tochen Hashem becomes like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's pretty good. Midayim shenema boruch hagev shiftach b'Hashem. Person has real bitachon Hashem. Hoy Hashem iftachoy. Then Hashem will be the one he can rely on. Avol kol mi shiftach b'Avod Zara nisraiv liyus ki yoytzi boy. He'll end up like the Avod Zara, which basically means k'mogi yisem, just like the Avod Zara has no power, he will not have a power. So basically, bitachon is putting myself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, being connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I get also the credit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I detach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I connect myself to things that have no power, so I get that lack of power also. HaBatech B'Hashem Shodikim Chai Mashmir Mamshich Al Atzmi Chiyas Mimeni Yisborach. That's the way Hashem set the world up. Somebody asked me today, I didn't realize it was much of a question. It says, Mechadish B'chol Yoyim Kovet Ma'isa Bereshis. Hashem is Mechadish the Bria every second of history. It's not just he created it then and sitting around. He's giving a Kerech of Chiyas. He says, why? He asked me, why Hashem have to do it that way? Let him create the world and finish. So he says, partially because the way Hashem set the world is that there's an ongoing relation between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, every act we do has a hashpah on that relationship. If we do a ma'isa toif, so it's mechazik, the kira between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's mechazik the tzara toif. If we do a ma'aveira, so it's merachik as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's obvious that if this is the way Hashem wants to set the world, so it has to be, there's a constant new stream of energy coming into the world, because if it's finished, there's nothing to do. But if, in order for the world to continue, there has to be this stream of spiritual energy coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to me. So that's always dynamic, depending on my relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person has his bitachon Hashem, the emes of bitachon, he feels a peace of mind that he's going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he gets his chiyas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if not, he disconnects him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then like we say in Harlan, that's a bayim, kesev azov, maisi they hold them, they made silver and gold by the people. Pelim lay the bayru, and I'm laying the yiru, as I'm laying shvoy. I'm laying the yiru, I'm laying the yiru, kids are not moving, not hearing, not seeing, not doing anything, not talking. Kemoyen, you are saying, kosher vater, behem. Avedizor is a tmune, or pesel, or shita. Avedizor could be in a figurine, physical thing, but it could also be a ideology. People worship their ideology, but it's not real. It's a figure in people's imagination. He's relying on something. He's connecting to something that has no life. Hashem can person is b'teir for Hashem. The curse that we have to speak is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein nein lehem v'yiru, like we say, v'kech rivim, v'os nein lehem v'yishmo, ach lehem v'yirichem, v'kleim v'yalichem v'yegim v'goyim. Yeah. So basically this is our two options in life. To rely on all these other things that don't give us chiyus, or go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us chiyus. So like we said, that this is something that is not enough to know that it says in the Torah, you should have Avos Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Bitachon Hashem. It's something the person has to work on and build up. Mitzad Echad, Mitzad Shreini, he has to also be honest with himself and identify the points that he's not being Boteach in Hashem. Like this person that the whole day is preoccupied, why did my neighbor have to do that? You know, why did my wife have to do that? He should realize that all these why questions are a sign that he has to work on his bitachon. Not that his wife has to work on herself. He has to work on his bitachon. When he works on his bitachon, he can say, you know why my wife did that? It's her business. But what I know is HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a wife for me to work on my midas. And if something happened, then Adarab Hashem wants me to work on the midas. Maybe if I work on the midas a little bit more, everything won't happen again. Instead of what he has to do, what she has to do, what they have to do. Come upon, that brings this special chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why did he turn up the light? Okay, see how this is. You see that?